The Nasdaq's winning streak ends as investors get the jitters over Turkey. And no, there wasn't any dressing either. It's the Business News Hour for Friday, the 10th of August. Thanks for clicking through. In other business news today, stop the presses. This can't be. And during the Iowa State Fair Week, word is that the company that owns Wrangler and Lee Jeans is looking to sell. Deliveries of many products from U.S. manufacturing is slowing. Why? They're running out of parts. Welcome to the new economy as Amazon is hiring people to work from home. Nike is being sued, discrimination toward women. Those stories and something new today as we bring you the business news separate from our interviews. Now you can still click through into the business news section and the interview section, but now you can listen to what you want when you want on your time. Stay with us. Top business news headlines coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tero International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit Tero.com. That's TERO.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tero team.
Let's double your business revenue. How? Arion helps you save time and money by helping you through your employment challenges. A recent study revealed that organizations like Arion can help you double your revenue by handling your HR tasks like payroll, benefits, onboarding, and compliance. With Arion as your HR partner, you'll also experience more productivity, better benefits, and mitigated risk, all while doing what you love to do, your business. Start increasing your revenue. Visit AUREON.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us? You can do that on Twitter. We do monitor at IOB_NewsHour before, during, and after each broadcast. Also, you want to reach out to me personally, you can do that as well. It's at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E, just for the record. Well, before we get into the news, we wanted you to know we have a new partner for the Business News Hour. Action Coach Monty Wyatt is bringing back the Live to Lead seminar on October 12th. Now, Live to Lead is a full day of inspiration from the likes of John Maxwell, former HP CEO Carly Fiorina, author Daniel Pink, and adventure woman and author Deborah Cyril. This is the fifth year for Live to Lead, and you are invited to attend the event. And crowds are now forming. People are selling, buying tickets. So you can get yours available now at livetoleaddesmoines.com. And how you do that, it's live, the number two, leaddesmoines.com. That's livetoleaddesmoines.com. Check it out. Let's get into the news, shall we? Turkey is in trouble. And with that financial turmoil roiling the country's assets, analysts are busy contemplating which other countries could be exposed and what this could mean for international investors. Turkey's been in economic difficulties since the start of the year. Its currency, get this, has lost about 33% of its value on the back of large fiscal stimulus, growing inflation, and a hefty current account deficit. There's also been intervention from President Erdogan on the central bank's policy decisions, which continue to surprise investors and accentuate the fall of the currency. All of that did have an impact on the U.S. markets today as the indices fell all across the board, and the Nasdaq ended its longest winning streak since October. We'll talk about more of that when we take a look at the numbers. And this story leaks out during the Iowa State Fair. We're talking about Wrangler and Lee Jeans. It seems, according to some familiar with the details, VF Corporation, that's the parent company for Wrangler and Lee, they're exploring strategic options for its denim business that could include a sale or a spinoff of those jean brands. That today from Wall Street Journal, from people who seem to know what's going on. Greensboro, North Carolina-based VF, which also makes Vans shoes, well, they rake in more than $2.5 billion in annual revenue, but its jeans business has seen demand slip as big retailers like Walmart stock more of their own private label brands. But they aren't Wrangler, right? Its shares rose by 1.5% to set a record high today of $96.99 this afternoon before settling in at $96.29 a share. That's VF out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Well, if this whole idea of supply and demand still works, look for higher prices coming from manufacturers. Why? Well, there's a shortage of parts, and that's put a strain on meeting orders, and that plus tough tariff talk could increase the prices of U.S. manufactured goods. This story from the Wall Street Journal is that suppliers of everything from engines to electronic components aren't keeping up with a boom in U.S. manufacturing thanks to a strong economic growth. Now, increasing demand in markets like energy, mining, and construction has some manufacturers struggling to meet delivery. As a result, some manufacturers are idling production lines and, well, they're swallowing higher costs. Many industrial companies have reported strong sales and profits in recent weeks, and the pace of factory hiring has more than doubled this year compared to the first 7 months of last year. However, deliveries from supplies have slowed for 22 consecutive months through July. That's not good. Also, remember that old supply and demand? When the supply is less than the demand, yeah, the price goes up. Hang on. You know, we were just talking about this topic yesterday with Andrew Yang, a Democratic candidate for president. We were talking about working remotely, and we were discussing rural parts of the nation and the need for better internet access. Well, now comes this story. Amazon is hiring people, hundreds of people, to work from home. At Amazon, there's no shortage of open positions for job candidates who would prefer to work where you live. The e-commerce giant currently has more than 250 job openings listed on its website under, quote, virtual locations, end quote. A majority of the jobs are full-time positions, and they range across departments and salaries. As a highly sought-after employer, Amazon receives bunches of applications for its positions. Now, if you want to stand out, make sure you exude a willingness to work and be a little frugal at the same time. Also, it wouldn't hurt you to become more familiar with Amazon's 14 leadership principles. And you can find them on Amazon.com. Nike is being sued for sexual discrimination by former female employees who say women were, quote, devalued and demeaned, end quote. They say the company continued to do that. They were passed over for promotions, paid less than male counterparts, and ignored the facts when they women complained. In a lawsuit filed yesterday in federal court in Portland, Oregon, it seeks class action status and accuses the maker of athletic footwear and apparel of violating the Federal Equal Pay Act and similar state laws. The plaintiffs, former employees Sarah Johnson and Kelly Cahill, say the company's employment policies are hostile to women. Nike, based in Beaverton, Oregon, said the company, quote, opposes discrimination of any type and has a long-standing commitment to diversity and inclusion, end quote. Stay tuned. Well, the falling value of Turkish currency rattled investors today, and the indices all fell. The Dow ended 196 points lower after dropping by more than 250 points at its session low. The index erased its gains for August and posted a three-day losing streak. The S&P 500 fell by 0.7% as financials lagged, and the NASDAQ also pulled back by nearly 0.7%. Bank shares led the way. They led the way lower anyway, as Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley all dropped by more than 1%. Tech shares also fell as Facebook, Alphabet, and Amazon all declined today. The lira, that's the Turkish currency, briefly fell 20% after President Donald Trump authorized the doubling of metals tariffs on Turkey. The new geopolitical worries come as the U.S. is embroiled in a trade war with China. This week, both governments announced the possibility of imposing tit-for-tat tariffs on an additional $16 billion worth of goods. So at the bell today, the Dow was down 196 points and changed to end the week at 25,313. The NASDAQ ended its longest streak since October and fell by nearly 0.7% to 78.39, and the S&P 500 fell just over 0.7% to 28.33. Gold continued its losses and fell by $1.50 to $12.10.40 an ounce. Crude gained 94 cents to close at $67.75 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note was beat down to 2.87%. You can thank bank stocks. Click through for our conversation with presidential candidate Andrew Yang, and then further, some fun with City View and Jeff Pitts and Parker Reed. Stuff to do in the Metro this weekend and into next week. You're listening to Insight on Business, the News Hour, for a Friday afternoon.